In life, showing up every day is half the battle. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn why it's important to show up in life every day, even when you don't feel like it. Enjoy.
There are some days as a Kung Fu and Tai Chi teacher where I don't feel inspired or motivated to teach, but I show up anyway, and inevitably, within a short period of time, I begin to feel motivated. Through my years of teaching, I've had my fair share of students who use the excuse of feeling uninspired or unmotivated as a reason why they can't make it to class, or why they feel like they need to take a step back from their training. And typically, they don't necessarily say that they're feeling uninspired or unmotivated. There's usually a secondary reason that they give. Maybe it's that they didn't have a chance to eat lunch, or that they've had a long day at work. Or maybe they just feel like they've been in a funk all day. But what this all comes down to is that they feel like they have to be in a certain headspace or mood, or that their day or week has to unfold in a certain way for them to show up to their practice. And I often hear similar things from my creative friends. For example, I have writer friends that tell me that they only write when they're feeling inspired, that they only write when they feel in the flow, or that they have a download to share from the universe. The same thing goes for some of my YouTuber friends. They only create when they're feeling motivated. And the truth is, I often don't feel inspired or motivated to make these videos. But just like teaching Kung Fu and Tai Chi, I show up anyway. I've released weekly videos for over a year now, and I haven't missed a week yet. And the same thing goes for Instagram. On May 9th of this year, I decided I was going to create an original motivational quote to post every single day. And likewise, I haven't missed a day yet. And so I'm not sharing this to boast or to boost my ego. I'm sharing this because I believe this is really the secret to growth and manifesting our vision. Whatever that might be, the secret is to show up, even when we're feeling unmotivated and uninspired. People sometimes ask me, how did I get good at Kung Fu? How did I get good at playing the piano? How am I slowly gaining traction on Instagram? Well, the secret, which really isn't a secret at all, is that I've just shown up regularly and consistently. I show up over and over and over again to the process. I've made it a point to transcend feelings of not feeling motivated or inspired. I've made it a point to let go of needing things to be a certain way in my day, week, or life before I show up to the things I said I would. I can always come up with a gazillion reasons why I can't teach class, or why I can't post my weekly YouTube video, or why I can't post my daily Instagram quote. Maybe I'm feeling lethargic, or maybe I have friends or family visiting from out of town. Heck, maybe I'm the one traveling and out of town. The point is, we can always find excuses to not show up if we go looking for them. But for me, I show up because I made a commitment to myself. I've made a commitment to my students to teach them. I've deemed sharing Kung Fu and Tai Chi to be important to me in my life right now because I've seen the transformational effect it can have on my students. I'm committed to these weekly videos and my daily Instagram posts because I know it will bring me closer to the vision I've created for myself. And because of these commitments, I've made what I call safe containers for my time, my energy, and my attention. I put tasks on my daily to-do list and my calendar to make sure I am showing up for these commitments, to make sure they happen. And to be honest, I don't like to-do lists and calendars, but I'm fans of them. As a deep feeler and someone who prefers to just go with the flow, I dislike structure. I dislike schedules. They feel really constricting since I'm such a freedom-oriented person who likes to do what I want when I want. And to be clear, there's nothing wrong with that. If you prefer to just do things when you feel like it, that's totally okay. But then you also have to be okay with making slower progress towards your goals. You then also have to be okay with making slower progress towards manifesting your vision. If you're a creative, you have to be okay with not creating as much. But if I only showed up when I felt inspired or motivated, my students probably wouldn't see me as often. If I only showed up when I felt inspired or motivated, I probably wouldn't post videos or my writings as often. And when I do post something, it probably won't be that good because my videos and my writing won't be getting any better if I'm just posting when I'm feeling inspired. They'll get better through practice. They get better as I gain experience in creating videos and writing. And similarly, with my students, they don't get better at Kung Fu just by talking about Kung Fu or watching Kung Fu movies. They get better at Kung Fu by doing the work and actually practicing. This really applies to everything. If we want to have better relationships, we have to practice relating to others. If we want to get better at eating healthier, we have to practice eating healthy foods. And so we must make practicing or showing up an absolute priority for anything we wish to grow or build. Showing up consistently, especially with mindfulness, is the path to mastery. When my students appear to have improved between classes, I'll often tell them to keep it up, whatever it is that they're doing. And when I ask, "What are you doing?" inevitably the answer is practice. Consistent practice is especially important when we feel like we've reached a plateau with something. As long as we keep showing up, we will eventually have a breakthrough. And that includes showing up when we feel uninspired and unmotivated.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled "View the Full Video" on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.